Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is November the 20th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Call with Dr. Alex Lloyd, where he shares every week one of his secret spiritual laws of nature. I am Johanna Tan. I'm going to be helping Alex today, but before we hear from him, we want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we'd love to share this quote as well each week. It says, "We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true, but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." That was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I'm going to bring out Alex with his talk today, which is entitled, "You Only Get One." Alex?
That is right, Johanna. Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone, wherever you are in the world, whenever you're listening, live or by podcast, we greatly value your time and presence. Every week, we'd like to give you a little something to think about during the week, make it a little more interesting, a little something to challenge you during the week. You know, am I living my best life, or do I need to change something to do that? And then thirdly, a little something to apply to your life this week to hopefully make it a better week no matter what happens, and every once in a while, your life a little better. So let us know if we can do that better. We've been doing this, I think, longer than more than 14 years now, continuously. And so we do it not to sell anything, just to try to help. So let us know if we can do that better. Okay, the spiritual principle today is you only get one. Have you ever known about something for a long time, and then you acted a certain way toward it, whatever, and then you learned a different truth about that thing that totally changed your perspective? Okay, one time I saw there were two men and a young child, and it appeared that one man was being very mean to the other man who was trying to protect the child, okay? And so I was about to intervene, and someone got there and broke it all up, and I found out that what the situation looked like could not have been further from the truth. The guy who was being mean was the child's father. He was being mean because this other guy was trying to kidnap his son, and he was trying to get the man away and protect his son, which looked almost the opposite of the appearance of the situation, okay? Well, this spiritual law that we're going to talk about today is a perspective, and with some of my clients that I've shared this with over the years, that's what I saw happen, is if they really embraced what we're about to talk about, it changed their perspective on their day, their life, their marriage, their job, whatever it was, and that change was a positive one that they tended to end up making more money, being happier, healthier, et cetera. And sometimes a change of perspective can do that. And it's really, really cool when it does. A lot of people call that an aha moment, okay? So after you hear this, I'd like you to pray and meditate about this during the week and see if you have any aha moment related to this about your life or some important area of your life. Okay, the most influential people in the world, the history of the world, of course, there was only one of them each, right? On the official list, if you Google it, I'm right there now, it's on Ranker. Jesus Christ is number one, Isaac Newton number two, Albert Einstein number three, Aristotle, Socrates, Shakespeare, Da Vinci, Alexander the Great, Plato, down to Martin Luther King Jr. number 13, okay? There was only one of those guys and gals, all right, that made a huge change in the life of so many people, maybe sometimes everyone, but for sure, so many people. There's things in your life that if we were sitting here having a cup of tea together talking, and I ask you, what is the most fun you have ever had in your life? Okay, well, you'd probably think about it a second. Your eyes would light up. Most likely you would smile without trying to. And you would tell me about some wonderful day or trip or vacation or spontaneous moment where something wonderful happened or something like that. And if I ask you, okay, so that was like a one-of-a-kind, a one-of situation in your whole life, correct? And chances are you would say correct. Yes, that was a one of. Well, if I ask another question, the answer, at least in my experience, is surprising. And that is, did you expect that to happen? Before it happened, were you expecting it to be a one of? Well, more than 50% of the time, the answer is no. Every once in a while, it's, yeah, we knew this was going to be the best vacation we'd ever had in our life, you know, or something like that. But most of the time, the people weren't really doing anything special, but something really spiritual, organic, funny, an accomplishment, an achievement, positive, you know, something that they were not expecting, or they were not expecting it to make that much difference. So what I'm trying to tell you today is all through our life, we have one-ofs, and we never know when the next one's going to happen. The next one-of could be 5 minutes from now when something unexpected happens. And in my experience, you have a whole lot more of these things happening when you are welcoming them, wanting them, asking for them, desiring for them. Hey, you get up in the morning, I wonder if there'll be any one of thing that happens today. Is there something I could do or change in my day to increase the likelihood of a one of in a positive way today? We also have negative one ofs. All right, but that's a discussion probably for another day. Well, let's take this one of thing, or you only have one, a little bit different direction, okay? Hypothetically, what if you were told you can only have one car for the rest of your life, okay? For whatever reason, do you think you would be a little more careful about picking out your next car? What if you were told you can only have one more coat or jacket for the next 10 years, okay? You can't buy one. No one can give you one. You can only have one, all right? Well, would you treat that purchase or choosing a little bit more carefully and seriously than you would before, okay? I love Dr. Pepper. It has to do with my relationship with my father and really good memories that go way back to very hot summer days and traveling on the road together and things like that. If I were told, Alex, you can only have one Dr. Pepper the rest of your life. Well, first of all, I'm sure I would argue against that. But if that was the case and there was nothing I could do about it, I would make that into something special, okay? Not just the routine, mundane, okay, pick it up and drink it while I'm doing something else. I'd probably go outside to some beautiful place, sip it and drink it very slowly while I'm praying or meditating or enjoying nature or, you know, something like that, okay? Well, for one thing, I could do that even though I don't just get one more. I could say, okay, I'm going to have a Dr. Pepper, and I'm going to go pray and meditate and enjoy nature, and it'd probably make every single day better, not just drinking a Dr. Pepper, but taking the time to make it special, which makes that part of that day special in a way it might not have been. But if you think about almost anything in your life that you like and enjoy or feel like you need or would never want to be without or whatever, and you were told, okay, you can only have one, I really believe it would change the value of that and the way you thought about it, the way you picked it out, the way you took care of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, computer's a great example. What if you were told you could only have one computer? You can get it fixed 1,000 times, but you can only have one from now on, or a cell phone or whatever. It would really change that, right? Well, here's the point. Here is the perspective shift, I hope. The saddest thing I've ever done outside of counseling people at the death of a child, that's number one. But the saddest, fortunately I haven't had very many of those. But the thing I've had quite a few of, and the next saddest thing for me, has been counseling with people who are at the end of their life with crushing regrets and a sense of despair because they finally come to the conclusion of what's really important in life, which is always relationships and spirituality, always, never an exception. But they didn't live that way. And now they're 70, now they're 80, and they don't have time to go back and, in their words, do it right, okay? Now, I've been able to help those people to realize that's okay. You can start any time. So start now. Instead of regretting, let's heal that junk and start living that now. And usually they have a fabulous rest of their life, and their family ends up thanking me after they're gone. But, ladies and gentlemen, you only have one life. That's it. And what is a sad contrast to me is that we treat the things, the dispensable things in our life much better at times than we treat our life, okay? You probably wouldn't go a week with computer viruses on your computer messing up your email and word processing and that sort of thing. You probably wouldn't go a week. And even then, a week would seem like a long time. But people will go their whole adult life with a human hard drive virus that manifests itself as anger or unforgiveness, or arrogance and pride and what's in it for me, or a lack of spirituality, focusing on the physical and circumstantial of life, past relationship issues that have never been resolved and that you avoid. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But many people will go their entire adult life with those issues where they wouldn't go a week with a computer virus or something wrong with their phone. And you get, and the truth is, the computer is not a one of. The phone is not a one of. You can get 100 of those in your lifetime. If this one quits working and you can't fix it, you can buy another one. That's not true with your life. You can't mess it up and then get another one to go do it again and do it right. All right? And everybody thinks, okay, I'll start doing it right tomorrow. Well, that's the those are the statistics that we get from addictions, for all types of addictions, drug addictions, pornography addictions, alcohol addictions, that among people who say that and even mean it when they say it, I'll quit drinking tomorrow, I'll quit doing porn tomorrow, there is about a 99% relapse rate. Isn't that sad? Well, I think if those people were told by some weird set of almost magical circumstances, you have one day to quit doing this or you'll do it the rest of your life. So either you quit in the next 24 hours or you will never quit and this will dominate the rest of your life, I think the relapse rate would probably drop to about 50%. I think a whole lot more people would, oh, wow, I've only got one day? Then, goodness gracious, I'm going to do it because I don't want to. I don't want this for the rest of my life. Well, the reason they've not been able to do it before is because they don't think I've just got one day. They think I've got 20 years, and I'll quit tomorrow or next week or next year. I'll enjoy it now, no big deal, I'll quit later. But the problem is no one ever did anything yesterday or tomorrow. The only time you've ever done anything in your life was now, okay? So when you think that way, then you're thinking, I'm not going to do it now, I'm going to do it later. Well, then you never get to the place where you actually do it or do it successfully. So what I would encourage you to pray about, meditate about, think about, and hopefully implement is that this one life is the most precious thing you have. You only have one. You cannot have another one. You can never get this day back. You can never get this month back. Once it's gone forever. And start treating your life at least as well as you would treat your computer or cell phone. Don't go another week without fixing your human hard drive viruses, without deprogramming from fear, reprogramming in love, joy, peace, because there are easy ways now to do that. Not just mine. Some other people have some great ways to do it, too. I think I've got really good ways that work quickly, but there's some other good ways too. That doesn't matter. Use whatever works for you, has been proven to work from good, reputable people, but get in there and heal that stuff that is keeping you from this day being the most important thing in your life and making the mundane things exciting and fresh, because this, or at least more so, because this next 30 minutes is a one-up. I will never have this 30 minutes again. Am I going to do something positive? Am I going to do something negative as far as its effects on my life? So get out the tools, memory engineering, trilogy, then commit to a life of living in the now, right now, next 30 minutes, in love, joy, and peace as best you can, treating your life better than you treat your computer, cell phone, and those circumstantial, temporal things of our life, and prioritizing relationships all the time. Do that, and chances are, in 6 months, you're going to be living every day so much more, as this is the only day I get forever today, and valuing it like that. If you look at the big picture, oh, I've got 30 more years. That's where it takes you back to addiction and not changing. Prioritizing not tomorrow, today, as if it's all I've got, all I'm ever going to have, a special gift, changes your perspective. So pray about that. Meditate on it. If you need to do some cleanup work before you can choose to live in the present, and a lot of people do, probably one out of every two people, get out the tools and do that. But then change that perspective and commit to valuing this day, this life, these relationships above everything else, like they are one of which they are. That's it for me, Johanna. If we have a couple of questions, happy to try to answer.
Okay, so if anyone has a question for Alex, you can, on your phone, you can press star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand, and I will be able to unmute your line so you can ask Alex a question. So let's just see. And if you are online, you could also type a question, and I could read that to him, and he can answer that. So those of you on the phone, we don't have any hands raised yet, so don't be shy. Go ahead and raise your hand. Star 2 is going to raise your hand, and you can ask Alex a question. So let's see what happens. We will do another section after Alex where we can get custom codes or custom trilogies for you. But right now we want to give those of you an opportunity to ask a question. Okay, we have a question from Mike. He's on the web. I'm going to unmute your line, Mike. Your line is open.
Hello, Johanna. Dr. Alex, could you talk a little bit more about how I'm one of those people that thinks that it's too late. Could you talk about how I can approach that using, like, trilogy, for example?
Yeah. Well, the too late thing, I certainly understand that. I mean, I would rather have started doing the spiritual and energy work that I do on myself. I would much rather have started that when I was, like, 20 than what actually happened, which I didn't start till, like, mid-30s, okay? And I would much rather my dad and mom have been able to take advantage of that, whatever. But we are where we are in our life. And I will tell you that when I counsel those older people, after they grieve a little bit, that about and more often it's about stuff they didn't do than stuff they did. Sometimes it's about stuff they did, but more it's about things they didn't do. And but we talk more, and I try to get across to them, it doesn't matter when you change. All that matters is that you change, all right? And that's sort of the thing. Would you rather live a long life where you really feel like life is just sort of, oh, it's okay, it's not great, it's not terrible? Or would you rather live the most fabulous, world-changing, exciting life to 30, and then that's it? Well, surprisingly, most people say the second one. They'd rather live the awesome life to 30. Well, what does that say? It says that it's not so much when it happens or how long it happens. It's that it does happen. And, of course, unless you're on your deathbed about to die, you can start that today. And that actually happened to my dad, okay? My dad had very serious health problems, heart problems, when he was about 50 and thought he was going to die. He didn't. But when that happened, it changed his personality, and he became sort of mean, sort of gruff, sort of short to the point, less relational, you know, all that sort of thing. And it was hard to take. I was like an adolescent when that happened, so that was very hard on me. Well, late in his life, when he was about 86, he had a heart attack, and we knew he wasn't going to live very long. But the last year of his life, he was back to the dad I'd known before the heart attack, where he was hugging me all the time, telling me how much he loved me, what a great young man I was. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's like we were transported 50 years back in time, because I'd not seen that dad since he was diagnosed with the heart problems. Well, do I sit around saying, oh, man, I only got 1 year with that great dad when he was 86 to 87? No, no, I don't ever say that. I say I value that year so much, because I never thought I'd get that again. And it was like this great gift from God. So just it's not about how long you have. Just do it. And when you do that successfully, you'll feel it. You'll feel, hey, wow, this is fabulous. It doesn't matter that I don't have another 50 years. I'm just so grateful that this did happen to me. So that's my two cents.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right. Sure. Thank you, Mike. Okay, we have another caller, Alex, and this is Colin from Australia. He's on the web. So let's open his line. Your line is open.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Oh, good afternoon.
Yeah, hi,
know.
Colin.
Hi, Dr. Alex. How are you?
Good. Hope you're good.
I'm good, except that I have a bit of a prostate issue.
Okay.
And I was wondering, if you can help me, give me some codes or give me something to do to help me. I've been in and out of hospital for the last couple of weeks. I had to go in and have a catheter installed because I wasn't able to void, and because my prostate is so swollen. And I had the catheter taken out. And then no sooner taken out, I had to go back in the hospital again and have it installed again. And it's currently installed indefinitely till I get some tests done. I've got to get an MRI scan. I've got to get an ultrasound. Then I've got to see the urologist, the specialist, to see what the next move is. And chances are I may have to have an operation. I'm not sure. But anything you can provide me, offer me any assistance at all, I would be very much appreciated if you could give me some codes or anything at all that can help.
Yeah, I will pray for you, Colin. Johanna, it sounds like a good time for me to step away. I need to step away anyway. And why don't you give him a custom trilogy for that?
Okay, very good. We can do that. All right. So, Colin, we can go ahead and – are you doing the trilogy or are you doing healing codes?
I'm doing the trilogy.
Okay.
At this stage. And so, I've written out my friend Marilyn has been a great follower of Dr. Alex for so many years, and she's helped me through it, and she's been able to get through to me that I'm not healing the prostate, I'm healing the fear and the frustration and the anger that goes with it, because it's restricting my life, and that's what I've written out. And I've been saying these issues over and over for the last couple of days and doing the trilogies on top of that. So I'm assuming or hoping I've got that right.
Yes, this is what we always want to do, is identify the negative feeling or limiting beliefs that you're experiencing with this condition. So would you say on a scale from 1 to 10, what is the most negative feeling or belief that you're having regarding this condition?
It's probably more the fear The fear of what's going to happen. It's the anger of, because I need to travel. I'm involved in a business and I want to travel overseas to continue this business. It's first of all the frustration and the anger that I can't do this trip in the condition that I'm in at the moment. Plus, it's the fear of what may come of it. Like when these tests are done, you know, will it show that I've got cancer? Things like that. It's mm-hmm. that fear, and it's that frustration of being restricted, and the fear of what this could lead to, and how serious this condition could be. That's what I'm healing on at the moment.
Okay. And thank you for sharing that. When you think about this fear plus the anger and frustration, is there an early memory that comes up, Colin, that you can recall feeling the same way about something in your life? Fear about what's going to happen, anger?
Well, funny enough, things do go right back. I mean, a couple of times, I wouldn't put too much importance on it now, but just little things like people that have, I can go right back to my childhood when I was bullied at school and things like that. And just people that have done things to me over the years that I haven't appreciated. I've realized when something comes up, I think, well, why would I think about that now? But then I think, well, it must come up for a reason. So I've written that down as well. And I've included that.
Good.
And I've rated that out of 10, but it doesn't rate anywhere near as high as, say, the frustration and anger I have with my prostate. It's right up there as a 10 at the moment. These other things might only rank as a 3 or a 4.
Right. Okay. But if they are coming up, we definitely want to include them in the coding.
Okay.
In the trilogy. Okay. All right. I'm going to test you for a custom trilogy. Okay. So I would like you to make these statements. Could you say, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear and anger issues.
The fear and anger issues.
Okay, very good. All right. Can you write this down?
Yep. Got a pen.
Okay, for the first, we're going to do I'm going to give you a customized trilogy. The first minute, you're going to start with tapping the eyebrows, and you're going to tap all of the points on the head, all of the points on the body, all of the points on the hand. You're going to do that all and stop at the side of the hand. So first you're going to do that. Okay, the next thing, you're going to start with the collarbones, and then under the nose.
Okay.
Then the sore spots.
Right.
And then under the eyes.
Right.
Then we're going to go to the little finger.
Okay.
Side of the eyes.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to the sore spots.
Okay.
Then under the arms.
Right, okay.
And then the 9G. You know what the 9G is?
It's the back of the hand.
Yeah, you're tapping the top of the hand, the back of the hand, and then you're doing the eye movements and humming.
Yeah, that's right. Left, eyes to the left, eyes to the right, yeah.
Right. Okay, so minute number 2 is this is a custom healing code for you to use.
Okay.
Okay, first position is both hands below the belly button.
Okay.
All right. Second position is left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
Okay. The third position is both hands Adam's apple. So you're just pointing your fingers at that point.
Both hands, Adam's apple, okay.
And then the fourth position is both hands, temples. So you're pointing your hands at the temples.
Okay, thank you. Yep.
Okay, so now minute number three is for the governing conception and the chakras. So we're going to start at the base, and you're going to slide your hands all the way up and over. And you want to do that three times without stopping.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to start, after you do that three times, then you're going to start at the heart. And you're going to hold there for a few seconds. Imagine this area just being cleared and being in harmony with all the others, being filled with this positive energy. Then you're going to slide up to the forehead and hold there.
Okay, that's both hands.
Pardon?
That's both hands.
Five hands?
Both hands together.
Both of your hands are one on top of the other. Both hands.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you're on the forehead and you're holding. Now you're going to slide all the way back down to the base, and you're going to work your way up slowly. So you're going to slide up, pause under the belly, slide up to the solar plexus, pause, slide up to the heart, pause, etc., and go all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And that's it. Now, if you want to do it longer than 3 minutes, that's totally fine. You do what you feel comfortable doing.
Okay. Now, do I do this how many times a day?
I would do this at least 3 times a day. You can do it more if you like.
And do I read all my issues out beforehand? Before I do it each time?
Yes, but you want to rate how you feel before you do a trilogy on a scale from 1 to 10, if you can, and the memories. And then after you do the trilogy, maybe drink some water and then come back and check and see how you're doing.
Okay.
Now, I would also recommend that you do the relationship issue finder. And that's a diagnostic tool. And you can find that on DrAlexanderLloyd.com on the website. And if you have problems, just ask Marilyn. She'll know where to find it.
Okay.
I would do that, and it would give you some clues as to where the main stress that has created and has caused this condition, where it's coming from. And then you can address those lower scored categories in any way you like. But that's what I would recommend you do.
The relationship finder, is that the test where you get points out of 10, minus and plus?
Yeah. You take it's like a diagnostic tool. You answer the questions, and then it gives you scores on the different areas of life,
yeah, already,
12 categories.
Yeah. I've already done that, and I've got my score, and I'm working on that, and I'm going to do it again in another week or two.
Okay, so, very good. Yeah, I would do this work, use this custom trilogy for a couple of weeks, and then do the relationship issue finder again. You may see some significant shifts.
Okay, great. I'll do that.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for coming on the call. Glad we connected.
Okay, thank you, Joanna. I really appreciate your time, and thanks, Dr. Alex, as well. I really appreciate it.
Okay. He has left the call, but I'll let him know.
Okay. Thanks, Joanna. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have several hands up, and hopefully these are for codes, because Alex has left the call. If you did not want a code and you wanted to ask Alex a question, you can come back next week. He'll be here. But I'm going to open the line. This is for someone in New York. Susanna is what's showing up. And your line is open.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
This is Susanna. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What would you like to address, Susanna?
Well, I am doing pretty well, and I was thinking of contacting you because I have a very busy week, but next week I probably will contact you for our connection. But right now, what I'm experiencing is that after my big surgery, with this weather in New York, which is causing me a lot of pain and distress because of the changing weather, wet weather, rains, and all that stuff. So I'm really, really, I didn't know this could happen after such a big surgery, but I did have a very big surgery. So I would like to address this pain to help to move forward with my progress.
Okay, so what is the negative feeling you're having with this stress? Is it fear? Is it anger? Is it frustration? Is there negative beliefs?
No, I don't feel any really negative things. It's just it's a physical pain, and it starts when it's the forecast becomes a little bit more like a predicting. I'm becoming a forecast person that I can predict the rain and snow and blah, 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 all that stuff. I would call it frustration and discomfort with this physical pain and not able to move as much as I would love to move. But other than that, it's a more physical, maybe there is some like beginning arthritis in my bones. Also, I would like to address that. So like hardening a little bit of the stuff. So I would like to unload all this,
Yeah.
So,
okay, well let me go ahead and test for did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
It doesn't matter, whatever you feel like. I would go with it, anything you suggest.
So are you used to doing the trilogy?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I would recommend a trilogy. So let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
This frustration with this physical issue.
This frustration with the physical issue.
Right, okay. Okay, so minute number one. We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hands. So tap all of the points to the side of the hands first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. First position, both hands, jaws.
Mm-hmm.
Second position is left hand brainstem, right hand hybrid.
What's the right hand?
Hybrid. A hybrid.
Okay.
The third position, both hands jaws again.
Okay.
And the fourth position is left hand on the high bridge, right hand on the brainstem. So it's the exact opposite.
Okay.
All right. Okay, minute number three. You're going to start at the base and slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine. And do that twice, two times. Then you're going to start at the solar plexus. You're going to hold it there for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then slide up to the heart and pause there.
Mm-hmm.
Slide up to the throat and pause there. Slide back down to the base or the root, and you're going to pause there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you so much, Johanna.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless.
Thank you, you too. Have a great holiday.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller, your number ends in 5870. 5870, and your line is open.
Hello, Johanna. It's Marilyn.
Well, hello there.
Hello, yes. I've actually come for a custom trilogy. So my issue
okay.
is I did the relationship finder, and when I read the information about peace, it said I felt I didn't deserve peace, and so that is partly what I would like to have the trilogy on. But what also came up for me was Alex, in one of his all-access newsletters, quoted Bono as saying he didn't want what he felt he deserved because it was not going to be a good thing. And that had more stress for me because what I feel is like I'm holding my breath waiting for what I deserve to hit me. And there's a lot of fear and anxiety and stress. And that's what I would like to heal, is that it's like that Damocles sword just hanging over you and you're just waiting for it to hit you, basically.
Right. Okay.
And if I could I have this trilogy created for my whole family, which is my husband, Bernard, son, Timothy, and daughter, Katie. So can it be a family trilogy?
Yes, you can definitely do that.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
These limiting beliefs and fear.
These limiting beliefs and fear.
I'm testing for myself and my family.
I am testing for myself and my family.
Okay, very good. Okay,
Johanna,
first
can
minute.
I just add in any
yes.
sorry, can I just add in any illnesses that I might have as a result of this feeling too, please? Thank
yes.
You.
Yes. This is going to take care of anything related to this.
Thank you.
Okay, minute number one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the tapping from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to do that. Okay, well,
yeah,
you can apply the and you can since you know LT3, I would use the MC3.
Okay.
Before. Okay. Okay. So mm-hmm. you're going to tap. Okay. Now the customized one. We're going to start at the little finger.
Yes.
Then go to the side of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Under the eyes.
Yes.
Then go to the collarbones.
Mm-hmm.
Sore spots.
Yes.
Middle of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Chin.
Mm-hmm.
Under the nose.
Yes.
Then do the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two. First position, both hands high bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Second position, both hands brainstem.
Mm-hmm.
Third position, left hand high bridge, right hand below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth position, both hands below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, minute number three. Start at the base, slide all the way up and over three times.
Yep.
Then we're going to go right to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to slide all the way up to the forehead.
Yep.
And then over to the top of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And then pick your hands up, go back to the base, and slide one more time up and over.
Mm-hmm.
Then do MC3.
Okay. Thank you very much, Johanna.
You are so welcome. God bless you for being up so late.
No, this is actually because of daylight savings, you've gone off daylight savings. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. It is, and it's nearly 6 o'clock now. It's 10 to 6, so it's a bit more. it's a bit more civilized, but I'd come on anyway. You know that. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless you. Okay.
Thank you, Johanna. Bye.
God bless. All right. Okay. Our next caller is. Your number ends in 1799, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Sheen. How are you?
Hi, Sheen. I'm fine. What would you like to address?
One incident happened a couple of days ago, kind of made me feel like, okay, this is probably the area I still need more healing. Me and a couple of coworkers trying to help somebody, and I said some things that really upset that person. And so she shared some. She said, you know, the other two coworkers never made her feel that way. I think overall, because I know myself, growing up in a not nurturing kind of environment, I always kind of felt undertone of just, I'm not good enough. There's always a fear of failure. And then, so when this event happened, and I just, you know, it bothered me more than I thought it should. Cause yeah. So I guess that just took me to that dark place of, you know, I probably have done something wrong, that kind of feeling.
Okay.
That mm-hmm. fear of failure, especially when she compared me with the
mm-hmm.
other to coworkers, which I know growing up, I feel like I grew up in comparisons. So I know that was a trigger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there an early memory that significantly stands out when you think about what you're feeling right now?
I think one thing, logically, I think it must have affected me was I grew up kind of in a boarding home, boarding school kind of environment, and yet my sister stayed with my parents. I don't have a clear memory of, you know, I had a conclusion that my parents loved my sister more, but, you know, I have two children. I can imagine, you know, that could make, that must have made me feel like I wasn't good enough or, not as valued,
mm-hmm.
I would assume. I mean, there are later events that
mm-hmm.
I, you know, that I felt, you know, all throughout school, my schooling, the comparison stuff. But I'm assuming the earliest would be that, even though I don't have a clear memory
mm-hmm.
of, you know, me making that, coming up with that conclusion. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. We're going to embrace that. We're going to bring anything known or unknown from that experience from your childhood, all the way from childhood. Okay, and include any other events that you recall too. Now, did you want trilogy or healing code?
I can do trilogy if that's better. I would go with trilogy.
Yeah, let's do trilogy. Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
These limiting beliefs. This fear of failure.
This fear of failure.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, minute number one, you're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hands. Okay, so tap all the points. And then you're going to customize, okay? We're going to start at under the nose, collarbones, middle of the chest. Then you're going to go to the side of the eyes, okay. Under the eyes, chin. Then we're going to go to under the arms, little finger, and thumb,
okay.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, healing code, first position, both hands. Bridge, regular bridge,
okay.
So you're not touching. Second position, both hands brain stem, so you are touching.
Okay.
Third position, left hand jaw, right hand temple. Fourth position, left hand brain stem, right hand high bridge. Okay, minute number three, we're going to start at the base, we're going to go all the way up and over one time, then come back to the base, slide up to the heart. And that means you're sliding. Okay. You're not lifting your hands. Okay, slide up to the heart. Pause. Slide up to the throat. Pause. Slide up to the forehead. Pause. Slide down to the solar plexus. Pause. Slide down to the base, pause, and then slowly move up. So I'm pausing at each chakra and go all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Over the head and back to the spine.
To the spine, to the top of the spine. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
How many times should I do in a day?
I would do it three times if you can.
Okay.
You can do it longer than 3 minutes if you think you only have a couple times or one time. Do it longer than 3 minutes, but I'd say at least three times if you can put that in.
Okay. Is that okay to take out after the trilogy session, can I use the minute number two, the healing code session?
Healing code?
Then,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
just
absolutely.
Do that through the 12 categories?
Yes, absolutely. Or use the trilogy through the 12 categories. But you could always, you could pull out the healing code. You could always use trilogy to address the category, just like you do a healing code.
Okay. I see. Okay, because, you know, sometimes the trilogy feels really fast, and I enjoy the healing code that I could take a little more time.
You do what you feel comfortable. Like I said, you could always do the trilogy a lot slower. I have many people who will take 6 minutes to do a trilogy instead of three.
Okay. And then sometimes when I think about what happened in the past, sometimes it could stress me out. And then it's okay, right, just to think about the positive.
Oh, absolutely. During the Healing Code or the Trilogy, if thinking about the negative stresses you or makes you feel bad, then don't. Just create a love picture and think about something positive. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you.
Same to you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so I think that's about all the time we have for today. So if you were still wanting a code, please come back next week and we're going to be happy to accommodate you. All right. God bless you, everyone. See you next week.
The moderator has left the conference.